Hello, everybody,
and welcome to Mike Fried.
Today we have an amazing special guest here with us.
Bassist and vocalist Vicky Vaughn fronts the Vicky Vaughn Band, a progressive bluegrass ensemble. She has performed at Delfest and on the Grand Ole Opry and has toured as a backing vocalist with Patti Loveless. Vaughn also performs with the Grammy-nominated bluegrass band Della May. In 2023 and 2024, that is 2 years in a row, she was named the International Bluegrass Music Association's Bass Player of the Year. And I didn't know this part. Vaughn will be releasing her debut solo record, produced by Sister Sadie's Deanie Richardson, in 2025. That's this year! Yes! I stole that entirely from the Country Music Hall of Fame, just to cite them so I don't get sued. Okay, welcome, Vicky!
Oh my gosh, I was like, where did she get that bio? It makes you look great.
We have a renowned bassist and musician here with us today, and we're so excited to have you, Vicky. Thank you so much for
having me.
Thanks for having me. Best friend.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Alrighty.
So happy to be here.
Good. All right, Vicky. So, what's going on? What's the 411 in your life?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm releasing my record at the end of this year, and it's been a journey. If anybody's released a record, you know, it's like consuming. Like, so, yes, of course, like, it's just so consuming. But now we're in the stages of like, okay, I'm working with a label. I'm fortunately working with a label. And so they're kind of guiding me. And I work best with delegation. So yeah, I work better whenever somebody's telling me what to do. Yeah. And so now I have somebody being like, we need photos. We need you to get us all the information for the songs and the songwriting. And here's a deadline.
So is that the label that's saying that?
Yes.
Cool. All
right. Yes. So without deadlines and delegation, I wouldn't have made the record. But anyway, so tomorrow, I think I told you this a little bit earlier, and that's why I'm not drinking today. But like, and I'm eating really boring shit. It's because I'm having a photo shoot tomorrow, and it's like my first big record. So it's like, okay, yay. I need to look snatched. Thanks so much.
Check.
So much. I'm drinking so much water. But yeah, that's where my head is, because I hate getting my picture made.
Yeah, same.
I hate it so much. It gives me anxiety. One time I was doing a photo shoot with another artist, and she was having her band with her, and I just cried.
Oh, babe.
I know.
No,
that's so weird. Relatable. No, it's relatable.
I'm a very awkward picture taker, and the only time I'm not, well, I still am awkward, but Taylor's actually a really great photographer. And in college, we used to have to have, you know, pictures for show posters and stuff. And she was just really good at, like, directing and stuff.
Yeah.
It's delegation.
Again, my photographer tomorrow, she's so good at it. I've already worked with her with Della May. And she was the first person I thought of when I needed photos. Because I was like, she made me feel so, like, comfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so important.
I know it is.
Yeah.
So, it's vulnerable.
Oh my God, it's vulnerable. I feel weird. Oh, and so anyway, like, since I freaking hate getting my picture made, I hired like a stylist, and I'm shelling out, baby. But like a stylist, I'm getting my hair and makeup done, and I told her that I wanted to go to a studio because I hate the cold too. I hate getting my picture made, and I hate the cold, and so. Yeah, the last time I did a photo shoot with Della May in, like, cold weather, you could tell I was just, like, pissed.
Not smile.
She looks so sultry and it's just pouting.
I'm just, like, mad.
No, the same thing happens when I photograph Sophia. We have a great run, and then it comes time where she hits her limit, and then all of a sudden she's like this.
She's over it.
She has so much anger in her eyes. I'm like, okay, it's time for a break and a snack.
Yes, get her a snack.
Feed the beast.
Well, I'm gonna go get beers tomorrow. Beers and cheeseburgers with my boyfriend. Hell, so that's what I have to look forward to.
Oh, and that's so nice too. Like, kind of having it is like, I hate to say reward, because like I don't want to like encourage like
you know, disordered eating habits or anything. Right. Like, but it is so nice to have something. It's like a nice little, like, a northern star, if you will.
Oh, my God. Yeah, a lot at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
And that light involves a greasy-ass cheeseburger.
I know it. And like, a flight.
Yes. A bear flight. You love a flight.
I fucking love a flight.
I love a flight, too. It's so fun.
Yes, I can't wait.
That's so good.
That is so
good. Oh, my God. Good. I got to ask, too. How did the record come about? Like, did the label hit you up? Did you hit the label up?
So,
how does that work?
There's a friend of mine, Mike Simpson, and he's a very generous man in Kentucky. And he's been, like, a cheerleader and believer of mine for years. And he, like, champions Kentuckians, like, Kentucky artists. And, yeah, he's really, really
great.
That's
where Vicky's from, by the way.
Oh, yes, yes. And also, I'm a Kentucky colonel.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm a colonel.
Yeah.
Wait, what does a Kentucky colonel mean?
It's like, I wish
are
I could.
Are you part of the Kentucky military?
No, that's just rednecks. Like, Kentucky doesn't need a military. It's just, like, vigilante justice. But anyway, Mike has always been like, make a record, make a record, make a record. And then finally he was like, he told me he would fund it.
Dude, fuck yes.
And so, and it was, of course, like, I wouldn't have been able to do any of it without him, because like the kind of record that I wanted to make, I was like, man, I need money for this that I don't have. And, the people I wanted to hire, I couldn't like exactly call to ask for favors, and I guess I could have, but I don't know, I'm scared. And so so anyway, Mike said that he would fund my record, and I was just really, really excited about that. And so I had no choice but to make one finally. And he was just like, you finally have to do it. And I don't know why I waited so long. I think I was just afraid,
dude.
Like, it's scary to put yourself out there like that.
Absolutely. I feel that right now with crowdfunding. Shit sucks.
Like, oh, you're so good at it, though.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. Oh, God, I can hear myself.
No, it's not your lane. So, Sophia reminds me of this all the time, that some of the things that we find other people who are so great at doing something, like, for example, like Sophia being so good with, like, public relations and getting to know people herself out there. She reminds me that the reason why we see those things and acknowledge those things in people is because we're actually good at it too. And it's like a reflection of ourselves.
It's kind of like the inverse of like when they tell you that people are mean to you because they're jealous of something, or mean to you because that what they don't like about you is what they don't like about themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Something like that. But God, no, that's very kind. I've had a lot of fucking help, man. I really have.
Man, you're doing so great.
Oh, God, thank you. Though. Taylor, like, made that video, the website, like, all of it.
Like, using your cats, too. like, exploiting the cats with the bracelets is awesome.
Exploiting my pussy. Is that
what you're doing? Yeah. All
I'm so sorry.
Only fans for that.
Yeah. So anyways, Kentucky Colonel.
Okay, anyway, I'm a Kentucky Colonel.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, what does that mean?
Yes. It's like, okay, so it's like an order of people that you have to get, like, appointed as. Appointed by another Kentucky Colonel, and the governor has to, it's like an honor bestowed by the governor, and he has to approve, like, based on your merit, if you can be a colonel or not. And, like, it's about, like, Are you making like a good name for Kentucky? Are you bringing are you making the state like shine in a different, beautiful light?
Oh, and I love that.
It's like a lot of people are Kentucky colonels, like that, you know, I'm a musician and I talk about Kentucky all the time. And I think that I'm really proud to be from there. But and I think that that's pretty much just why my friend who's a colonel kind of got Andy Beshear to,
cool,
make me one. But there are people in there who like deserve it way more than me, like people people who like are like public servants, you know what I mean?
But and in a way you are, you know what I mean, with your artistry, and then you like teach like the youth, and you
I love the babies,
and you're just a really good person overall. Like, you are like a shining reflection of just so much more than Kentucky, but I can see why
would want you for that.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Like, one of the coolest parts about being a colonel is that, like, at the end of, like, around Christmas, they send you a catalog of colonel only purchases. Like, you have to be a colonel to make these purchases, and one of them is like a badass rocks glass with the Kentucky colonel emblem on them. Ooh. And I haven't bought it yet, but like, I can't wait till Christmas. I gotta save up because I need that.
God,
yeah. I need the rocks glass. Mike funded my record, and then I had a label approach me and wanted to, I guess, buy it off me because I heard I was making it. You know, I was very vocal about it, about making the record on Instagram and Facebook. And then they're like, well, you know, I'd already funded it, made the whole record. And they're like, they were going to ask if they could buy it off me. And so, ooh, so then,
that's amazing.
Which is really cool. I guess buy it off Mike, really. And then I guess it's weird. Jack and I were talking about this last night. Like, whenever, like, one record label, like, bit, another one came by and was like, no, not them, us.
Oh!
You know what I mean? And I've always, like, heard lore about that, yes. But, like...
Fight.
I know. And then, like, and so I got to make a choice, which was cool. But, you know, I would have not been in that position had it not been for Mike. And that, you know...
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's it. So, yeah.
I was going to say, how validating, though, to have somebody believe in you so much that they were just it's time. Like, you got to do it.
Yeah.
That's so incredible.
And he's so kind. He's so kind. And he's, like, just a cheerleader. You know,
that's awesome.
That that brings me to something that might be helpful, like, especially for anybody that's an independent musician or, like, a budding musician that, you know, hasn't had that happen. What are the factors that you looked for with choosing the label? Like, what was kind of like the deciding factor for you?
I wanted a label with a big team.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the labels that I was talking to only had a handful. And bluegrass labels are different, of course, than major labels. But, like, I wanted a label that, like, I wasn't going to be too much for them. Because, like, what I want to do... Like, I know exactly, what visual elements I want to go into the record, which is, to me, like, is just as important, especially lately, is just as important as, like, the aural elements with how it sounds. It's like, okay, I don't want no, like, bullshit graphic design on Spotify. Like, I want this to look like me. I want it to sound like me. And I want promotion, too. I want marketing.
Yeah.
Stuff that I can't do. I can't do that. Yeah. Like, I work too much to do that.
You are always working. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I like working, but, like, because I work all the time, like, I don't have the time to put in it. I needed a label. And that's not the same for everybody. Not everybody needs a label anymore. It's just not the way it is. But, like, I need one because I'm not going to slow down. I'm not going to quit working. I'm not a rich girl. Like, yeah. I have to work. And so... Yeah, I needed a label to do the work for me.
No, that's valid. Yeah. That's I mean, that's, we are in that day and age, if you will, where like, you can do a lot of those things yourself. But, like, even, not to keep bringing it back to me, but, like, even as I've noticed, just, like, with the marketing, with the, like, running your own little store practically, and as well as, you know, just trying to even get to the point where you can use your creativity, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot at once. So to be able to, because that's how they used to do it, right? Yeah. Like, to be able to have those people that wear those hats for, like, a job and be able to focus on your creativity focus on, like, your artistry of it. That's the fucking dream. That makes so much sense as to why you'd want that.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, maybe one day... Like, my friend Sierra, Sierra Hull, she's working without a label now, and she is in charge of it, but she still has a team, though. Like, she still has a team, and it's not like under
management.
Management, PR, radio pitching, that kind of stuff, booking, distribution. Mm-hmm. She has all of her people, but I'm just not there yet. Like, I can't just, like, hodgepodge a team together. I need, for this point in my career, I need everything in house.
Yeah.
So, because I don't know how to, like, this is my first record. I don't know how everything works. Mm-hmm. And like, I hired a lawyer to look over the contract and like negotiate and stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always do that.
Oh yeah. There's no way I could do it without her. She's incredible. But anyway, I hired her and she was like really the only other person on my team that's not under the label. Mm-hmm. And, so she kind of negotiated everything based on what she has seen and like what's to her is like standard, and she didn't want me to have below standard. And so like she was incredible. She like fought for me. It was awesome. Not that she needed to fight my label. My label's the it's like badass. Also, I chose my label based on their roster, based on their like artist roster. Mm-hmm. It like, are these people that are like getting airplay? Are these people that are visible? Are they like, are they visible on streaming sites? Are they folks that I admire? Are they like, and a bunch of them are friends of mine. Like, but like they're successful. Like they're successful because they're incredible artists. To begin with. But like they're also successful because they have people fighting for them, and they have like, and they have a team. And so, that's why I chose this one.
That's badass.
Kind of piggybacking off what you said earlier, how you said it's kind of.
Oh, sorry, you have the freaking headphones on. I feel like I'm like on stage, just like.
No, you're good.
Yeah. No touchy.
No, kind of piggybacking off of what you said earlier, how you were kind of more or less talking about that imposter syndrome of feeling like, you know, am I ready to kind of take this step? Am I ready to do that? How do you find yourself combating those feelings as you are going through this and like getting to this level of your career?
Oh, imposter syndrome is every freaking day. Yeah. Like, and I've realized like, as I guess grow into like studio musician world, I love studio work and I've been getting a lot more lately and loving it. Mm-hmm. But these are like the A-list guys, the A-list folks, are like one of my favorite, I'm not going to say his name. One of my favorite fiddle players. He is like so self-deprecating. Mm. And it's sad to hear, like, when he's in the studio and he's just like, I can't do this. I don't know. I can't do this. Like, I'm not, like, oh, don't fire me, like, joking around. But, like, but whenever I heard him say that, I'm like, oh, my God, it never ends.
Yeah.
Imposter syndrome is for life.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'll never be over it. I'll never be over imposter syndrome. I think fighting it is just, like, my dream is bigger than the imposter syndrome. Like, what I want is bigger than imposter syndrome. Yeah. And also, I'll be amazed.
Very powerful to say.
Yeah. I'm like, I mean, I want that more than I'm afraid.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. My desire is bigger than my fear, I think. And that's, God. Like... stitch it on a pillow.
Can I get that tattooed on my body, please? My dream is bigger than my fear.
It is.
No, it's so true. It that's so, like, so true.
Yeah. And also, that's all floral and beautiful to say, but like, winning that award really helped me.
Because yeah, let's
it
talk
made
about
me,
that.
It made me realize that, because it's peer voted and it's industry voted. And so it's like, it was really, I guess, and also winning it 2 years in a row, which I thought would be like impossible. I was like, okay, these people believe in me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If this many people believe in me, like, why can't I just believe in myself for 5 minutes a day?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Isn't that so freaking crazy how we, as a human, our perspective is so earth shattering in that way. We're like, we can look at a complete stranger and be like, you know what? They got it. But we are incapable of like looking at ourselves and seeing the same thing.
Oh my
sometimes.
God.
It's so crazy.
It's like my therapist the other day. I just fall prey to like, if anybody says anything slightly like hurtful or negative to me about me, that's like all I think about.
Totally.
But like, but, you know, I'll be, like, delamate at the merch table and, like, getting all these compliments and stuff. And, like, but, and why does that slide off my brain?
It does.
Yeah. It's like you could have 100 people tell you something lovely about yourself, but, like, the moment you hear one slightly negative thing or, like, one bit of criticism that isn't exactly constructive, it's just like, why am I even doing this?
Yeah.
For real.
That's how I feel, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all get this, too, like, after y'all play a show and then there's, like, a shit ton of people who come up and they're like, you killed it. Like, you did amazing. You're just like, oh, yeah, pish posh. Like,
yes.
Oh, like, oh,
my brain, my brain won't let me accept the compliment.
Exactly.
I have
so
a front
weird.
On where I'm like, oh my God, thank you. That's so nice. But my brain won't.
It's not absorbing it.
Yeah, I have, yes, absorbing is a way better
sponging
word.
It. Yeah. Sponging it. Sponging. Yeah. No, it's so, so strange.
What the fuck that is that? We say it all the time in the house, but we might as well get this fucking tattooed on us. Self-perception is a bitch. It really can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And I realize that, like, the folks who come up at the table and or come up to me after a show, they're not coming up for fun.
Right.
They're not coming up for fun. Like, imagine yourself at a show and the times that you're like, I have to go talk to this musician. Mm-hmm. I have to tell them that I loved it.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's not, first off, it's not that easy to do that. You have to, like,
be anxiety.
It takes effort.
Yeah, it takes courage.
It takes effort and courage to
I
do that.
I always make a dick out of myself. So, like, if I'm doing it, it's because I really, 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 really want to. Because I always make a dick out of myself.
Yeah, I can't make eye contact. I'm like, by the way, you freaking killed it. All right, bye-bye now. Exactly.
You freaking killed it.
You freaking changed my life, but I can't talk about it anymore. Exactly. I gotta go.
Have a great day. But I remember the when I realized that is when, do y'all know who Dom Flemons is? He was in the Carolina Chocolate Drops. He's amazing. And I saw he was playing a festival with us, and it was my first time seeing his solo stuff, and I was like, this is unreal. I have to go. I was just like compelled. And I was like, I've got to go freaking tell him that I love him so much. Mm-hmm. And then I went up there and did it, and I could tell that he does he did the thing that we do. And he was just like, thanks. You need to know how good you are.
Yeah.
Like, you need to know how much I love you.
Oh, I wish there was an IV for that shit, where you just, like, force it into yourself.
Yeah.
You need to see how amazing you are.
Yeah. Good God.
I wonder if shock therapy will help with that. Just like, I'm incredible.
A lobotomy.
A lobotomy would really do wonders for me.
Did you have something? My next thing was going to be silly.
Oh, go, please.
I was just going to say, fun for me, and maybe fun for the listener, I wanted to play a little game.
Ooh,
oh, my God, let's go!
A game?
With the two of you, where, because you both have very thick southern accents, right?
Oh, my God, okay.
But, Taylor, you're from the Carolinas, and Vicky, you know, obviously from Kentucky. There's differences. So, I want to find words, and I want you to repeat the word how you say the word.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I can do that. And I don't know. Should we do it at the same time or should we? No, we'll do it.
One at a time.
Yeah, one at a time.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one, hydrate.
You want to? Yeah.
Hydrate.
Damn, okay.
There is no hi.
No,
it's
like,
ha.
Hydrate. Yeah.
Hydrate.
Yeah.
Hydrate. Yes.
Hydrate. Uh-huh. Yes. Good.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's,
that's 1 point.
Fool.
Fool?
Yeah, it would help if you could understand mine. Fool, F-O-O-L.
Yeah.
Fool.
God damn it! I thought I was going to get it!
Yeah. We both leave the L off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fool.
Outside.
Outside? Yeah. It's definitely like the eyes is what
that's
gets
it. Yes.
It's very, has an awe.
Yes, or anybody, like, like the girls that are on the road with me, I'm the only southern one, and they're always like, nice white rice.
No, literally, working in the service industry, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get some ice, and they're like, you're gonna get some ass?
Yes, I
know! That does not sound the same.
Ass
and ice. Yeah, like, ass cream. Freaking,
like, we've been over this, I have an accent.
Not ass cream.
No, literally. And I'm like, does it really sound like that?
No. No, I don't think so.
I think people just want to be like,
I know.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Let's make fun of the big country girl.
I know.
And it's like, okay, fine.
Can't imagine what that's like.
I know. No, if you want to piss Sophia off, be like, that's an amazing Australian accent. Her fucking head will explode.
Smoke comes out of her ears.
All the goddamn time. And no offense to Australians, but like, oh my gosh, have you met Hayley Wilson?
No.
Have you met, Hayley at the
I
show
have
that
briefly.
One time? Mm-hmm. So she's a singer-songwriter in town, and she's a badass singer. She'll like sing downtown sometimes.
Yeah.
Aussie, and we'll go out for dinner, and you can tell the waiter always gets super tickled when we order, because it's like,
oh,
it's a ping pong, and they don't know what's happening, because like, she's got a thick, she's from, as she says, the outback.
Oh, yes.
That was really bad. I'm so sorry, Hayley.
That was not bad. Was pretty good.
I'm so shit at accents, but so she has got like quite a thick one, and then I've lived in the US for so long that a lot of my like consonants and stuff are Americanized. And so like I don't say, I was a posh sounding little kid. I used to say like cappuccino, water. And now it's like water.
Bring that back.
It's so fun.
No!
I wish you would.
There's a video. Oh my God. Did you guys ever have those little shirts? Or like little tank tops that were like made of towel material as a kid. Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's like terry cloth.
Yes. That's it. There's a video that my American gramps took of me when I was like 8 years old, and my parents had made me a cappuccino. That wasn't the normal. I don't know what was happening on this very special day, and I really only ate the whipped cream out of it. But and like my gramps was like, "What you got there, Sophie?" And I said, "A cappuccino." And I was just like the most posh little fucking 8 year old you ever heard cappuccino. In your life.
That is incredible.
I'll be able to like anyway. I love that.
So stupid.
Cute, I love it.
So dumb.
Find the video. Tell us.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm sure it's in the archive somewhere.
So funny.
But okay. So that's one.
Water. I have a lot of family. And I'm sure this is the same way in Kentucky, too. Like, each little province, if you will, of, you know, where we stay, everybody has their own little dialects. And same thing for you, too. Like, everybody has their own little dialects. So, like, I definitely have family members who say water.
Yeah.
And, like,
water.
Oil and
water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I say oil.
Yeah. Mm. So it's tomato for me. Sometimes it's like oil. Other times it's like, put the oil in the pan.
Yeah.
Especially when I get around family, it gets that much thicker.
Oh, yes, exactly. If I'm around my mom, like, my mom still says warsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, warsh. Cute. Yeah. Like put that in the warsh.
Yeah. Like, we're going to warsh this. Mm. Warsh the clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
One thing my mom says is zinc. So, like, for the sink in the kitchen, it's zinc. And it always has been like that. I don't know why.
I've never heard that, but I love it.
Yeah.
Dude, one southern saying that has stuck with me that Taylor, and I know you've said some of my sayings have stuck with you, but, and I'll say it and I'll be like, damn it, is instead of saying like I'm going to put it away or put it on or whatever, she'll be like, oh, I'm going to put it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now like put it away is not even a thing anymore. It's like, oh, I'll put it up. Like,
I didn't know that people don't, like, not everybody says put it up.
Yeah. I hadn't heard, because I remember when I met Taylor, and a lot of, like, now it's, you know, we take the piss out of each other constantly, but, like, especially when I went to college in North Carolina where we met, like, that was my first time in the South, really, like, spending that much time in the South, so, like, I would hear things and, like, love them and, like, ruminate on them, but keep them to myself, and that was one of them, where I was always just like, put it up! Yeah, oh, yeah, because Casey Ray would say the same thing, too. She's from Mississippi. And, yeah, I don't know. There's some other ones, too, that I can't think off the top of my head, but, yeah, that's one. I said it in the UK this past time as well.
Like, excuse me?
Was
your family so mad?
I said, well, it was in front of my little nieces, so I don't think they understood or gave a shit, really, but, yeah, if my sister had heard, she'd probably be like, what the hell.
Call you a hillbilly.
Something like that. I don't think they even know what that is, though, to be fair.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like the difference between rednecks or hillbillies, like
it's real.
And people actually, I find in the States, people don't know that, you know.
I guess,
what would you guys say is the difference between a redneck
hillbilly
and a hillbilly?
To me is like mountain.
Yeah, and also I feel like hillbilly is just like a geographic term.
Yeah, yeah.
And redneck is like a personality.
So true. I do find that like rednecks to me are like the people not in the mountains, like people who
flatlanders.
Are like, flatlanders, ooh, yes. Coastal people.
Fun. Yeah, rednecks scare the shit out of me.
Rednecks are clinically insane.
Oh my God!
Oh, there's like the whole. That's why I said
Kentucky doesn't
people.
Need a militia. They have one.
God, shout out to my family, all the rednecks out there. I love y'all. You know, but. Y'all do have your ways, your redneck ways.
Man, I like a stubbornness, though.
Yeah, there is a stubbornness. There is a fight in a redneck that not many people have.
Oh, yes.
But also, hillbillies can also be insane. Because I think of the Hills Have Eyes when I think of
Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah. I do think it's a geographic term, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I met the guy from Hills Have Eyes, the original one.
Did you?
Yeah, I forget his name. It's like Michael something, but I go to like the horror festival every year, and you can like meet and greet, and he's there like every year. I have a picture with him.
Yeah. That is
somewhere.
So cute. You have a cutout? You have a giant cutout?
Oh my God, can you imagine like Darth Maul over?
Jesus. Going back to phrases that you say, though, one of my favorite things that Sophia says that stuck with me for a long time is, bless his cotton socks.
Oh,
but she says it in her cute little accent, and I'm like, oh my God, do bless his cotton socks.
Oh,
so cute. I love it.
Well, you just said something earlier, Sophia. It was like, what, you something about piss?
Take the piss.
Piss. And I was like, what was that? One more time.
Yeah. You have to go to the restroom?
Yeah. You know what's weird is I hate when people are like, I got to take a piss or I got to take a leak. But I love saying take the piss.
What does it mean?
Oh, it just means like
joking on.
Like banter, making fun of each other.
Okay.
Kind of thing. But like, it's kind of not at all. My mother's an English teacher and she's going to lose her mind, but like I think of it as an onomatopoeia almost, where it like sounds like what it is, you know?
Okay.
Where like oh, we're taking the piss out of each other, like there's something like
about like a
that.
Jam. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Understood.
Exactly.
No, I love that phrase. So cute.
It's very cute.
His cotton socks.
His cotton socks.
Jeez. And Vicky is actually, so Taylor and I record out of our house. I know you thought it was a professional studio. It's,
jokes on
you. I'm sitting on a very comfy couch.
Yes. And we have tea. So both the kind you drink and the kind you spill. But that being said, Vicky's the reason why we live here.
Oh, yay!
Isn't that wild?
Thanks, oh, my Vicky. Gosh. Yes, my AP psychology teacher, Miss Hamlin, owns this house.
She's a psych teacher? Why did I think she was history?
I don't know.
She's so freaking sweet.
Oh, she's cool, too. Yeah. She had this, like, in her classroom. I think I told you this, Sophia, but, like, in her classroom, she had... And we were in high school, so we thought that this was, like, super fucking cool. She had a big tapestry of the lyrics of Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And she would, like, she had, like, cool lighting in the room. It wasn't just, like...
It was vibey.
She was cool. And, you know, she looks like Coastal... She always dressed like Coastal Grandma.
Yes. Love that.
Yes. And so, anyway, when I heard this house was... I was, like, so excited for Sophia to meet Miss Hamlin.
Yeah.
She's my favorite teacher.
And
I love her.
You saved us. You saved us by doing that. That was literally... That was that time at ML Rose where we were actively looking for some place because I knew I was going to be moving out of my place and that Taylor was moving down. And I thought it was going to take way longer than what it did. And it was just like an off chance, happenstance that you were like, oh, you're looking for somewhere to live, right?
Yeah.
And then text Miss Hamlin and like that next day, it was like, we were locked in to live, to like move in the following. Like, I think we moved in like two or three weeks later.
Oh my gosh. And wild. I love that you call her Miss Hamlin.
Yeah. I don't know how to not.
Yeah, that's her name.
Yes.
Yes. She's always Miss Hamlin to me.
She's so cute. What do we call it? Papa Joe. What
Papa
do we
Joe.
Say?
Oscar Joe, yeah.
Yes.
They're so sweet.
They were so cool.
Since we are on the Mike Frack podcast, I have to ask, Vicky.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Please tell us about a moment while you were performing or on stage or doing your musical thing and you feel like you wanted to throw your guts up because you were so embarrassed over something that happened. Do you have one of those moments?
Okay, here's... Okay, do y'all want a long one or a really short one?
Oh, you give us whatever you want to give us.
Okay, let me go over the short one first. One time I was drinking and I was on stage. I don't drink on stage anymore. But I was drinking in my 20s. I was drinking. I was on stage. And I wanted to say Conway Twitty. And I said Conway Titty.
I love that. That's a classic. Conway
Titty.
Your gaze into the distance as you said that, too. Like, you put yourself there.
I know it. I was like, what the... no. Why did I say titty? Yeah. Okay, so here's the longish one.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to tell this because it's so fucking embarrassing. But Jack, my boyfriend, was like, it's relatable. You have to tell them this.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. Wait. Okay. So anyway, Sophia knows this, but I used to drink so much. I drank a lot. And finally got my shit together, got myself under control, and now I just drink occasionally. And I'm really happy. It was like I had to figure out my mental health.
Sure,
and yeah. Drinking was a huge part of that. And so, like, now I still drink, but I don't drink every day at all. And I used to. But anyway, that, like, a couple years back is whenever I really stepped back and I got a hold of myself. But anyway, I loved drinking at shows. And I'm sure that, like, anybody, you guys are the same, like, any musician.
It goes hand in hand with the nightlife and playing yeah. Dude, and social.
Yeah.
The amount of times I've got a Four Roses in my hand. The amount of times.
Oh, you look so good with it, though. That's another thing. It's like, it looks good, too, sometimes. It's like, oh, look at this person, like, with a freaking classy ass. You're classy as
well, cool. You say that, and then I'm three of them in, and I'm, like, sidestepping.
Yes. You got, like, some ants in your pants. So anyway, in order to help myself, like, get, like, I guess, get out of the habit of constantly drinking, I started drinking Diet Coke mm-hmm. instead.
Yeah.
And, like, I freaking love Diet Coke. I love aspartame.
Yeah.
Like, and I always heard that it's bad for you.
Yeah.
It'd be hitting, though.
Oh, my God. I fucking love it. Like, I like the aftertaste. I like the before taste. Yeah. The during taste. I like all of it. Like, the caffeine's like a little jolt.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just so into Diet Coke. So, anyway, one show, I had to leave the stage, go to the bathroom real quick. And I was like, okay, that was embarrassing. That sucked. And the girls were cool about it. This is with Delamay. And the girls were cool about it. And then I was playing the Crystal Ballroom in Boston. It was a couple years back. And I set my bass down. I had like a pain. And I sat my bass down.
Oh, no.
And I walked over to Celia. She's our lead singer. And I said, you got a cover for me. And then I went. And they did like a song that doesn't really require bass, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they took care of me with that. But like, I couldn't believe I couldn't hold it. I had to leave the stage. Yeah. And then I like came back and I was like, sheesh. And then, and they're like, oh, you all right? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Like, I'm okay now. And then it was Merlefest.
And
we love Merle Fest.
Yes.
Tucky leg.
I love that. But I love Merle Fest. And so it was my first time playing Merle Fest. And we're playing the main stage and we get done. And our management team is with us. And they're like ushering us to our meet and greet after. But I had so much Diet Coke that day. Because I was like, I'm not drinking at Merle Fest. You know, yeah. I'm not drinking. And so I told our manager, Molly, I was like, y'all gonna have to do this without me, like, because I thought that I could just, like, I don't know, it took a long time. And so, and I texted her from I was texting her from the bathroom. I was like, girl, I'm gonna have to miss it. I'm like in pain in here.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, I'm sick.
It's like,
I'm
you like Post Malone.
Oh yeah. No,
it was real.
Sorry to throw your shit off.
I freaking hate that.
You're sweating and you're having stomach cramps and it yes. feels like you're actually gonna die on the toilet,
God,
like
yes.
Elvis, and you're like, this is my last moment.
Like, you might throw up too a little bit.
Yes, yes.
And
you get that nausea coming up.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's fucking hot in Merle Fest.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
And so anyway, like, I missed the whole dang meet and greet.
Oh.
And then they met me afterwards and they're like, are you okay? Like, and I was like, I have to make an appointment with a dietitian. I'm eating something that I can't be, that's like making me seriously sick. Like, I'm getting sick. And they're like, okay, yeah, we got to figure this out. And they can do all these tests and stuff. And so anyway, I had an appointment made. And then I had to go. I was teaching in San Francisco. And so I went over there. I was teaching for a week in San Francisco. And I went to the cafeteria of the place I was teaching. And like, okay, so like, I'm really spiritual. I'm a Christian and I'm a believer. And I try to listen for like God winks and like, and all this. And so anyway, I had a Diet Pepsi in my hand and I was like opening it. I'm like, yeah. and like looking forward to it. And I swear, I felt God be like, "You sure about that?"
The discernment.
Like, are you sure? Yes. Like, are you sure you want to do this? And I was like, "It's the Diet Coke,
really?"
And that's the aspartame. I did it. I was like, "I'm gonna not drink Diet Coke for a week, and I'm cured."
What?
I'm serious. But when I see people drinking Diet Coke, I jones for it.
Oh. I start twitching.
I know it. I'm like, oh, you assholes.
Oh, my God.
Like, there was a special. I get emails from the crazy coupon lady, and she sent a special. Okay, we'll talk about it later. But anyway, she sent this, like, link you could click to get 2 free 12-packs of Diet Coke. And I was like, free?
Temptation.
And I... There's no, you know, you can't. I can't.
That's so heartbreaking.
It was awful.
I'm sorry I told you about the ones in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah. I know it. Did y'all hear
that? Yeah. They don't. They're not in there. What?
They taste really bad.
What is Diet Coke?
What is that?
I know it. Yeah. But I miss it. I missed you, Diet Coke. You can't anymore.
If you listen.
The one who got away.
Yeah, exactly.
Unrequited love.
Yeah. So it's like not really like an embarrassing moment, but an embarrassing like few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the girls were like, "We gotta get this figured out."
Yeah.
You can't keep leaving the stage.
No. You're
like, okay.
Yeah. That is a panic moment too, like where that like flush of heat shoots up in your body.
Like, and you get like a little sweat on your lips.
Yes.
Do you guys ever have that like happen when you're driving and it gets more and more, like it'll flush and then go away? Yeah, and then it gets more intense the second time. You're like, "I gotta pull."
I start praying. Hard.
No, genuinely, like, Jesus, like,
in the car with, like, he's in the car with me. I'm like, "You better help out."
You better help me out. No, Sophia brought up Post Malone because we went to his concert back in October or something like that.
Yeah, something
like that. In Alabama, so it was a little bit of a road trip. And on the way there, we stopped to get Chili's beforehand.
Oh, hell yeah.
And of course, I got the honey chipotle chicken crispy dipper, whatever it's called.
Let's go!
Because that's my favorite, apparently.
Yes!
And I swear to God, as soon as we got to our seats, I had lost my ticket in the way in there. So I was like, whatever. It's whatever. I'm here now. And the same thing happened where that flash of heat came. And I was like, I literally looked at Sophia with fear in my eyes. I said, "I'm going to shit my pants." And she said, "Take my ticket." There we go. Honey, I was sprinting to the stall. No, I was in there for 3 or 4 songs. I was struggling, crying, like,
dying. You're ill.
We were figuring out, because there was, like, there was 4 of us in total, and Lauren was there.
Oh, yeah.
And our friend Marie, and, like, we were figuring out, well, like, you know, having a great time and everything, but, like, also texting Taylor at the same time, being like, "Are you okay? Like, do we need to leave?"
So, like, sorry. Because, I was like, no, yeah. Like, I'm good. I was literally praying to God. I was like, "God, just please let it subside. Oh, like, just get me out of this bathroom."
And that feeling, too, where, like, you can't speak because it's, like, so... Like, do you ever get that where that tummy pain is so, like, just, like, engrossing and just, like,
it's
just
becomes so heavy. Well, it's like if you open your mouth, it's going to come out.
Literally.
Yeah. Like,
the way I was literally heaving, holding my tongue, and then holding the flush down because I was in a public stall. I do not like using the bathroom in public.
Oh, yeah, no, she's got a...
I'm super weird about that, but I was literally like, this is the only way.
You get stage fright.
I do. Bless. We were just talking about that. Like, my body knows. It will not unclench.
Yeah, I've never had that problem. I can potty anywhere.
Same.
I think it's because I'm on the road so much.
That's fair. Yeah, your body's trained to it.
Like, well, what's your choice?
Yeah. I feel like I'm just used to having such a sensitive stomach that, like, I have to be able to go anywhere because, baby girl loves spicy food.
I'm not gonna not. We talked about this earlier. I'm not gonna like not eat that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna eat right.
I'm not gonna deprive myself of sugars and oils and carbs. No.
That's why we are so proud of you for today.
Yes, you're killing it. She is a skinny legend.
Oh my god. Well, dude. Vicky, thank you. We've taken up so much of your time. Thank you so much for being here today.
This was so fun.
Yay. Well, and you'll have to come back, obviously, especially when you release your record. We should have like a release episode or something.
Yes, let's do it.
But I know we've chatted about it, but I just love that you share this opinion. What is your favorite embarrassing celebrity moment?
You know, Sophia, I love so much when Travolta called Idina Menzel the wrong name at that award show. I don't even know which one it was, but like, so I loved it so much. The wickedly talented, my friend, Adele Dazeem.
What kills me about it is the accent that he throws in.
Adele Dazeem. Dazeem.
I love that it's like a culturally touching moment for all of us.
It's so good.
Oh man, we love Adele Dazeem.
I hope he laughs about it as much as we do. That's what I hope for him.
I fucking hope so.
Did you know that there was a website? My brother and I loved that moment so much years ago when it happened. That like there was a website that came up. It was called Get Travolta'd, and you could put your name in like a little search engine, and it would Travolta your name.
What?
Yeah,
never heard of that.
Yeah,
I hope it's still up there.
Yeah, you guys got to get Travolta'd.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's incredible.
Adele Dazeem.
Yes, if you would be interested in Adele Dazeem merch, please email the mikefrightpodcast@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at mikefrightpodcast.
We'll have to post the design I made and see if people want to buy it.
Yeah, it's so I love good. It.
This is another random celebrity moment that I was reminded of before we started recording. Fergie's rendition of the national anthem at that one basketball game.
No.
And the players were literally laughing at her while she was
singing. And Jimmy Kimmel.
It was so bad, bro.
Like, everyone's trying to keep their shit together.
Oh, my God.
It was, yes. What's that player that's so yes. freaking good? Steph Curry.
Oh, hell yeah.
Stephen Curry.
A couple trees.
Oh my god. And with that, bye-bye.
Bye everyone. Thank you so much.
Say bye, Vicky.
Bye.
Thank you.